In this video, I'll detail the steps that you need to follow to set up your development environment in order to begin writing REST code. I'll be demonstrating how to install REST and Visual Studio Code. The recommended way to install REST is to use RESTUP, the REST toolchain installer. You can either find instructions at the rust-lang.org or head over to the rustup.rs website to find the installation instructions for your operating system. When I visit rustup.rs, I see a curl command to run in my terminal here. I am shown the option for a Unix operating system, which I am currently using. Windows subsystem for Linux users can also use this curl command. And if you are running Windows, you will see a different option prompting you to download and run the rustup-init.exe. Note that for a Windows user, you'll see another option here. You won't see this curl command. If I expand and say display all supported operating systems, I will see options for Windows here. But again, this should be different for you if you are using Windows. Note that for Windows users, you might also need to install the Visual Studio C++ build tools when prompted. For more information on this, you can visit rust-lang.org to find out how to install the Visual Studio C++ build tools. Heading back over to restup.rs, I will press the clipboard icon to copy the curl command, and then head over to the terminal and paste this command and install restup now. Once at the terminal, I'll paste the command and follow the on-screen instructions to complete the installation of REST. This will take a few minutes. During installation, RESTUP will try to configure the path environment variable at home/cargo/bin where all REST tools are installed. Once installation is complete, I will see this command, REST is installed now, great. I also see a command saying to get started, you need cargo's bin directory at home/.cargo/.bin in your path. This will be done automatically, but I might need to close and reopen my terminal for that to apply. To confirm it was installed correctly, I can type restup in my terminal and see what output is presented to me. I notice that I have the version of restup here, as well as different usage commands for how to use restup. Additionally, you can confirm and see which version of REST you have installed by typing rustc --version. And this will print out the version of REST along with a commit hash and the date. Note that REST has a 6-week rapid release process and supports a great number of platforms, so there are many builds of REST available at any time. RESTUP conveniently manages these builds in a consistent way on every platform that REST supports. If you've installed RESTUP in the past, you can update to the latest stable version of REST by running the command RESTUP update. If you can't remember that, that's okay. You can head over to your terminal and type RESTUP to be presented with the list of usage commands and help you walk through the update process. Now that we have REST, let's get set up with Visual Studio Code to write and run REST programs. Visual Studio Code is not the only option to write and run code, but it is the most recommended as it's free and available on all operating systems. It also has great features to make it easy to navigate and organize your projects. To get started, let's visit the Visual Studio Code download page in the browser at code.visualstudio.com/download. The webpage displays logos for Windows, Linux, and Mac. Select the version that corresponds to your operating system. So for me, I'll go ahead and select Mac. I get this notice, thanks for downloading VS Code for Mac, and I also notice that the download has started down below. With each operating system, you will generally follow the same steps to download and run the installer. Follow the prompts to install Visual Studio Code, and once the installation is complete, start up the Visual Studio Code application. And with that, your development environment is set up and ready to go. Now we are ready to write our first program.